number of LGBT refugees from refugee camps in Kenya. These might not seem to be large numbers, but in our context they are, not least taking into account that in 2016 and in the first half of 2017, more than 200 individuals have received protection after applying for asylum in Iceland. Madam Chair, this brings me to a related issue of serious concern for Iceland and many others, namely the huge numbers of asylum seekers coming from non-conflict zones and generally safe countries. Although being an island in the North Atlantic, over 1,100 asylum seekers entered Iceland in 2016, and it is foreseen that this number will further increase as almost 800 applications for protection have already been filed this year. The vast majority of these individuals are not entitled to protection and are returned. This, however, does put severe strain on our administration, draining manpower and resources. This situation is not unique to my country, and we see this as an issue of common concern worthy of common action. Madam Chair, let me conclude by complimenting you, Mr. High Commissioner, and your office for your important work and reiterate Iceland's strong support to you in your endeavour. We look forward to continue our good cooperation with you in the years to come and to the further deepening of our cooperation. Thank you.
I think I'm